I have been around bidets before, but I always found them intimidating, and I was like, I don't know, and I never tried it before. But they're, we have one at our Airbnb. They're pretty much everywhere. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna wash my ass.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hangs.
Episode 124.
Woo-hoo! Woo! It's becoming a mouthful now, these high numbers.
It'll be funny when it's like episode 8,798. How many years will that be?
I don't know, but we'll be alive and
comment.
Well. Yeah. We'll be here. We'll be here, still doing it forever. I can't wait to be 90 and recording your podcast. The little witch hat's on.
Remember when we were young?
Remember episode 124 when we talked about this?
It feels like yesterday.
Yesterday. You know, maybe episode 8,000 blah 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 when we're 90, we'll recap this episode theme even further, because we're going to talk about our witchcraft evolution, how our entire lives have become a spell, some of the biggest gifts and breakthroughs, and what it's felt like to be a witch for a while now. Mm-hmm. And so stay tuned, because when we're 90 years old, we will follow up on this episode. Stay tuned for part two.
Part two coming eventually.
And that's how you keep people on the edge of their seats. You know, everyone will be coming back for more. That's how
Absolutely.
It's done.
Absolutely. That is how it's done. That's marketing, baby.
That's marketing, baby. We do it our way. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But before we get into this week's episode, first of all, A reminder, because we're getting new listeners every day. And in case we haven't reminded you recently, we have an amazing free resource. It's mm-hmm. perfect if you're a beginner in witchcraft, or if you just kind of want to like refresh, revamp your own practices. It's called Manifest Like Magic. It's a 51-page guide. There's love spells and money spells and our framework for the manifestation process and a whole lot more. So make sure you get that. It's an amazing mm-hmm. resource. And it also is a really cool guide to some of our most powerful episodes that are like masterclasses to these themes. So I want to remind all of our listeners that. And also that there's only a couple days left to get in on the epic Bali bundle at this point, right? There's like 4 days left or 3 days left. We're counting down.
We are counting down. It's so exciting.
Final countdown. And just a quick reminder that not only do you get to come hang out with us for an entire week in Bali, but you also get a year inside the Alchemy Collective, which is our incredible membership. You also get our most powerful programs, Activate Your Magic, Quantum Goddess, and even more than that. So if you have any questions about the Epic Bali Bundle, if you've been thinking about it and you're on the edge of your seat, like DM us, let's chat about it. Mm-hmm. We know it's a long way to travel, which is why we wanted to give you this Epic Bundle. As a thank you for meeting us freaking halfway around the world. It's going to be so amazing. All the information is in our show notes. We're going to sacred temples and we're meeting monkeys and we're going to hang on the beach and party and have so much fun together and host. Oh yeah. We're also hosting amazing workshops. I always forget that part. That's an amazing part too.
It's going to be extraordinary. And everybody who has already signed up is like the most magical, sweet person I've ever met. So get ready to make some amazing friends and hang out with us and just have the week of a lifetime, which is your portal to a lifetime of magic and a year of group mentorship. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. And I don't care if you just discovered the podcast today and you're like, I'm interested in witchcraft. You girls seem cool. Come on the trip. Just come. Like, what a way to jump in.
Hell yeah. We love a leap.
Love it.
And As soon as you sign up, you pop into a Telegram chat with me and Julia and everyone attending so that we can all get to know each other before we go. So it's not like you're just like showing up and you don't know anyone.
No.
We are chatting. We're talking. We're sending each other pictures of the bathing suits that we're getting. We're talking about which flights we're taking and when we're arriving. Your airport transfers are included, by the way. Not the flight, but the airport transfer, which to me is the most stressful part of arriving in a foreign country. It's like, how do I get to where I need to go? Taken care of, baby. So there's payment plans that are super cash flow friendly, if that's a good option for you. And we're just so excited to see who else is joining us. We've had quite a few people joining us this past month. So it's just been very exciting to see the new names roll in. And we're just so excited to continue to get to know everyone better. And so shout out to all of our Bali babes who have already committed. We're so excited to do this year with you, really. And especially that we can get to be together.
I officially bought my flight a couple weeks ago and I was like, I always knew it was happening. I always knew it was real, but it's still like that.
Yeah.
Sealed the deal.
Yeah. It feels real the moment you press like purchase on the flight, I feel like. Because like everywhere, obviously I've been buying quite a few flights lately. I just bought my one to Japan after this.
Wow.
And like, so it's just like, oh, now Japan feels real, you know, because I have that ticket. And then after that, I think I might be, I haven't decided quite yet. I might be doing Vietnam before Bali. I'm not sure. Because that's, it's rainy season there, but like it is all summer. So I'm like, rain is rain, whatever. every time, yeah, like you press that and then you get this rush and it's just like, holy shit, it's happening. It's real. So. All very exciting. We're so excited for Bali. So I just want to do those reminders off the top, but let's get into it. Juliet, what's new with you? You've been doing a lot lately. We've been getting a lot of updates, and I wanted more updates on the things you've updated us on.
Can you remind me what those things are? I'm having a foggy brain day.
Well, you're slowly coming off your medication.
Okay.
Why?
Gee, I wonder. Foggy brain. I wonder.
Well, you have a cold too. So I'm sure everyone's like curious how that's continuing to go, how that process is. She's like, not well. I can't remember anything.
Okay. I was like, what did I share last time? So thank you for reminding me. I do have my list of what's new with me. I wrote down, I partied. Now I'm sick.
Oh, no.
Did I tell you that I went out on Friday or Saturday night? No, we haven't done an episode since then.
No, you mentioned it in the Discord. So all of our collective knows.
So I'll start with that. So we were having a Nocella weekend, which is very fun. And in LA, like a lot of the bars and stuff, they do like a Nocella theme for people who didn't make it out to Coachella.
Yeah, because everyone knows.
And so I dressed up in Victor's like legitimate black cowboy hat and this hot pink dress and my neon sneakers and went out to this bar and I had so much fun. I danced like crazy. I was just like a tequila joy. And I am certain that's where I caught this cold. So as I'll much as it was fun and worth it and I like needed a cut loose night, I am now suffering the consequences. But also what's possible is that one of the SSRI withdrawal symptoms is like flu like stuff. Like
I bet it's like kind of both. Like when you go out and stay up late and have drinks, it kind of like lowers your immune system, and so then that side effect kind of like, I bet it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. So I'm having my Lexapro flu, and then I had some Lexapro insomnia, but that could have also been astrological because you and I didn't sleep on the same night.
Bizarre.
Which was like new moon vibes.
Solar eclipse. Yeah.
Solar eclipse.
Because usually the full moon is what will give me insomnia if I get it. It happens a lot of the full moons that I don't sleep well. New moons, it's never an issue, but I think with the solar eclipse, like, I don't know. I did not sleep. And then I woke up and we were messaging and we were both like, Can't think. We were like zombies that day, yesterday.
It's such a I slept for 2 hours and then I had a hair appointment. Every 2 months, I dye my hair the same exact color and every person goes, "Did you dye your hair darker?" And I'm like, "Yes." Every 8 weeks, I go in and I get the same exact thing. But you will ask me again, "Did you dye your hair darker?" Yes. Every 8 weeks, it's the same.
Sure did.
So thank you for noticing. And
it looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
I agree. I was going to say.
I did. And while I was sitting there, it was the day of like Insomniaville. I started to have which I haven't felt in a long time. I started to feel a panic attack rising in me. And I was like, oh no.
You're like overtired and you're like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Oh,
it was magical. But I was really pleased that I was able to notice and be like, oh, my body is trying to go into panic and I'm going to tell it that it's fine. And so I was able to move through that.
It's amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Huge. It was huge. I couldn't have done that a long time ago. It just, I would have been like, what's happening? What's happening? And then I would have been like, I would have blacked out and fainted, but
that goes to show like that, you know, you're feeling more empowered surround, like maybe some of the symptoms will come back, but like you're feeling more empowered around it. That's really cool.
It's definitely helpful. I mean, if it
continues to happen, you know, take another look, but that's really amazing. That's cool.
It's definitely helpful to like have a list of here are some things that will probably happen over the next 3 weeks. Like when you know what's coming, I don't know, there's something very like reassuring about that.
That was like one of my things we'll get into later is just like being a witch gives you so much more self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful. We'll get into that later, but it goes to show.
The other thing that's new with me is I spent a few nights at my parents' house, which was like vacation. I loved it because Victor was out of town. And I said, if I stay at this apartment by myself, I'm going to lose my mind. So I packed up everything. I packed up the bird, schlepped it all over to my parents' house. And when I tell you that my bird made it very obvious to me that she is not happy living here. Did I not send you any videos?
No, you showed me how she's being so crazy. She's being a wild thing.
Oh my gosh. Climbing upside down on the ceiling, foraging on the ground, playing with every toy that has been sitting in her cage untouched for months. Dancing, singing, having a party. And of course, my parents' house is like light and bright and you can keep all the windows open and the breeze comes in. So we brought her home today. It was so fun to watch her. I was so nervous. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to drop her off here. We go to Italy. She's going to freak out. Oh my God.
She's like, this is vacation, mom. Leave me here.
Oh my God. Truly. I'm going to buy a table and like a matching cage so I can go spend more time over there and just pop her in the cage. So she and I can
going
get a
to
break.
Grandma and grandpa's house.
I call them, I say, oh, you like visiting grandma bird? grandpa bird. And so she was in bird heaven.
Aww.
Came back home today and I rearranged her. I put her in a different spot closer to some windows. So I'm hoping she likes it more where I put her. We'll see. But I could not get over. I mean, this was like a different animal. I was like, I kept saying, who are you?
What is happening?
What the heck? So Tweetums had a good time. And now I'm excited to travel because I can just leave her and she'll be happier.
She'll be fine. Yeah.
She'll be good. Thriving.
Yeah.
Thriving, aww. Thriving. But to be at my house was so nice. I mean, I lived there for 29 years and it's so comfortable. I'm so lucky that I go home and I'm so comfortable. So that was just amazing. And my mom plays piano every night. She does a little piano concert. to her favorite songs. And then I played her one of my new songs. I mean, it was just, we just had all these, my dad and the bird watched basketball together. It was just so sweet.
Sweetie girl update. She's a big fan of basketball. What's her favorite
Love.
Team? Gotta get her a little Lakers. Jersey. The Lakers.
No, a jersey.
To hang on her cage like a poster. Get her a little like poster. What's her favorite team?
Oh my gosh. So yes. Okay, what else is new? We leave for Italy at the time of this recording. It's in 6 days. At the time of the release, Jean Parmesan. At the time of this release, it's in 2 days.
Yeah.
I was told to get a manicure.
If you're not watching, I'm silently screaming. Because I can't scream as loud as I want to. I'll blow out the mic.
I'm a little overwhelmed. But I like how I led with the bird story. You can see where my... I'm like, my bird climbed on the ceiling. And also, I got confirmation. I'm a little loopy today.
So okay, here's the big question. What kind of manicure are you gonna get?
I don't
know. A classic, like, pink white, like we used to take photos with, or are you gonna go like something like crazy? What are we thinking? Let's hash it out right now. Let's spend 20 minutes hashing this. Okay.
Also, do you know, let me just give a quick little background information. Did your parents have like a romantic proposal? Like, do you know their proposal story?
My parents accidentally got pregnant with me in college, so they felt like they had to get married.
Okay.
And they secretly got married in a courthouse. Because I don't know if this is everywhere, but in Wisconsin, if you're not married, the hospital can sue the father to like pay out of pocket for like half of the things or something, or at least this was the thing back then. I don't know. My mom, I'm probably explaining it wrong. My mom said this is why they had a secret wedding before I was born, and then the actual celebration with the dress. And my mom had these like bridesmaid dresses that were like red with white polka dots and these big collars, like so 80s.
I love it.
It was 90s. I wasn't born in the 80s. It's very 90s. Sorry. My parents look like they're 12 years old. Pretending to get married in their photos because they're 20. So not very romantic, but it worked out. They, you know, they did it till death did them part.
I love it.
Were happy and everything. So I was the karmic destiny that made sure they ended up together, I guess.
You were. You said, I'm ready to incarnate now. Thank you.
I was like, bitch, get out of the way. I'm ready now. I'm coming, whether you want me or not, right now. I know you want to wait, but...
I have to tell you what I know about my parents' proposal story, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I know is that they dated on and off for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And my mom said, either we get married or get out of the way. And I think she went with him, or she went by herself and bought the ring. I don't know what happened. She definitely, like... orchestrated the situation, and then
that sounds like something similar, a story I've recently heard.
I don't know. I can't think of anyone.
There was an ultimatum, but there was
no
the orchestration, there was encouragement,
but there was no ultimatum.
Yeah.
But anyways, so, and then I think they went home and she was like, well, you need to propose. And he started saying, will you marry me? And she said, get on one knee. And they've been together ever since. And they're very funny together. And I love them. But yeah, so it's not like I come from a family of, and it took me by complete surprise.
You know what I'm putting together right now that I didn't even think of, but like, I've kind of said, well, you know, I don't think we're going to have our babies at the same time anymore. Sorry, maybe, but,
maybe,
you know, my baby fever is kind of past and, you know, look at me busy. But before I had baby fever and now I'm feeling like this again, I always say like, I think I just need it to be an accident. Like I can't really I can't really pinpoint like a time where I'm going to be like, okay, let put one in me now. Like, and I'm like, oh, like I'm also like my parents. Like, I'm like, I just want it to be an accident. I'm like, universe, I trust you. When it's the one, just knock me up. Make it like, don't, I just show me that way. Lock me down that way, because I'm too wandering and free of a spirit to make the decision for myself. Like, universe, take the wheel.
If there's any teenagers listening, I would recommend to not do it that way.
I am 31.
This is Sadie's way.
I'm 31 and it's gonna work for me, but don't. And I'm also still careful. I still try to not. That's what I mean. Like, work around that and I'll know, okay, this one's the one. So, that only works if my forever partner's a man, I guess, but we'll see.
I know, it's anybody's guess. I feel like you took your timeline in December and you like
completely
spun the wheel. You were like, how about something totally different, which is very inspiring.
That's what I do with my life. I've done it many times. I'm like, I changed my mind. Where will it take me next? I don't know.
Okay, so back to the manicure.
Yeah. What are we thinking?
And can I tell you how I found this out?
Yeah, did he have like a friend tell you, suggest it casually?
I told Irene. I said, "Can you ask if I need to go do this, because if I don't, I don't want to sit down at that appointment." I said, cuz I've been going with just plain nails for all this time and I'm like fine with it.
Yeah.
I was like, can you ask so I can save the $100 if I don't have to? I'm very romantic.
Shiesty little. So and the answer was yes. Get it.
The answer was
here. So
the answer was maybe, with a lot of ease and the side eye emoji, which I assume is a yes. So
there's like no. How could that be a no?
Imagine if that was a no. Imagine if you know what I'll be most upset about? That I paid for a manicure. That would be the biggest disappointment.
Are you fucking kidding me? Look at these nails.
I have these gel X's that now I have to pay $7 for them to remove. Abundance. So it's so funny.
Neutral, bright. What are we thinking? Sparkles.
Probably neutral. Probably neutral. But it'd be funny if I put letters that said do it, like it's spelled out.
Finally.
I'll say yes. I talk about this very casually. And I wonder if I'm going to freak out when it happens. We'll see.
Yeah.
That'll be a story.
I can't wait for the story of how it happens in like a week. Why don't we do it right away for me? Because I want to know how it happens. Selfishly, I would like this to happen immediately upon arrival. And but also because I feel like then you can like celebrate it the whole time. Also, you know how much free shit you'll get if you're like, we just got engaged on this trip.
I didn't even think of that.
He needs to tell the hotel, any hotel, if you're doing, I know you're doing some Airbnbs, but if you're staying at any hotels, he needs to call ahead and be like, by the way, I just got engaged. Like, I just proposed, or I'm about to propose. So don't even say you did it already. Be like, I'm about to propose. He needs to do that. They'll give you free. God. They'll put champagne in your room. They'll, you know, if it's like somewhere that does shit like that. You need to tell every restaurant. He should re-propose at every restaurant you go to. High key, you know how much champagne you'll get and like chocolate cake. And after he does it the first time, do it again at every restaurant. That's what I would do. That's just me.
Oh my God. That's brilliant.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
You both deserve it.
Thank you.
Champagne and chocolate cake.
I'm a little
excited.
I'd be
excited. Like, can I have my spaghetti for free instead? I'm more interested in the spaghetti.
Oh my God. One time I was at a bar and I learned very young to never buy my own drinks. Like, there's just, you just sort of stand near a certain individual and, oh, what are you drinking? I'm just waiting for some. Oh my God. Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Like, there's like a way to maneuver it. And one time somebody sent me a drink, but I had already started ordering mine. And I had such balls. I was like, no, no, I don't want the one he's sending over. Can he just pay for that one instead? And the guy was like, all right, fine. And then I said, thank you. And I left.
That's amazing.
And I'm very happy that I'm in a relationship where Victor's been like, go out, get drinks. Get let men buy you drinks. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just said, thank you. Bye. And it's everybody fun. Wins. They want to do it. They want to do it.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
So, yeah, I think so I'll
Juliet's
do a...
Juliet's getting a manicure.
A manicure. Juliet's getting a manicure. And Juliet's going to be very overt of like, I think I'm going to book a manicure. Do you think that's a good idea? I'm excited. So
like, it's going to look best right after I get it. Just saying.
Right. Usually like the first 5 days
are the best for the manicure.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, you know, it's this weird thing. I love that I'm publicly talking to hundreds of people about this, but like, I'm like, do you think I've talked to my family about this? Like, I've talked to my mom. But
you mean
about
millions
it.
Of people manifesting to our millions of listeners?
Millions, and millions of witches coming together. in joy, and I don't know what this accent is that I'm doing. I get a little loopy.
For any of our listeners that are in the Alchemy Collective with us in the Discord, drop your like engagement story or your manicure tips or like what you wish you did for a manicure. Share your pictures. I want to see them. Mm-hmm. Let's get Juliet hyped up and prepared.
I do have a cousin who listens to this who's going to tell the entire family. Hold off, Roxy. Hold off. Roxy? Hold off.
Roxy, not yet. Oh, you'll be able to say, I already knew that when it's announced, and you'll be
How'd cool. you know? You'll she told the world. She told the world.
Well, she told everyone except you guys.
The closest people to me, do you think they're listening to this? No, they hear me talk all day.
Just me, you, and a million of our closest friends.
And a million of our closest witch allies. Okay. Okay, I partied, now I'm sick, I stayed with my parents, I almost had a panic attack. Engaged. And I'm getting engaged. Oh, and I'm selling CDs again. I mentioned that last time. I got 4 CD orders this week. And it's like, I don't know if they're ordering because they want the CD or because they want to support or because they think it's ironic. You know when you like buy a gag gift? I don't know. I'm not saying the music's bad, but nobody, what are you going to play a CD on these days?
If you have an older car. Not my car. True. Well, I don't have a car anymore, but my car did not have one, but even though it was older.
Oh, and it's almost the 1 year. It's almost the 1 year anniversary of my car being stolen.
Wow, what a time that was to be alive.
And that was one of those things where I will not confirm or deny this, but I may have made out really well with claims after that happened. It may have actually been the best thing that could have happened last May, but I can't confirm that. It's just a rumor.
Yeah. When I had my old Saab and it was like barely running, I was like, God, I wish someone would just steal this car.
I remember you saying that.
I even completely on accident, but I manifested this situation for myself. It was an old car. I went to, so we groom our cats. Because,
I remember.
They're indoor, outdoor. Some people DM me and they're like, it's so weird that you groom your cats. I'm like, you don't understand. Like they're so gross and stinky when they go outside. But anyways, the place we get our cats groomed is amazing, but it's in a little bit of a sketchy neighborhood. And so, yeah, I like went to pick them back up. So they were done. I have 2 cats in these big carriers. So I drive up to the cat groomer place. I get out of the car. My button doesn't work anymore, so I lock it on the handle, shut the door, go in, come back out. My car's running, but it's locked.
There is a second key, but Craig is deep in the valley in like LA doing a podcast interview. So he can't bring me the other key. He's like an hour and a half away, maybe 2 hours, because it was like traffic time. And so I had to call an Uber and I had two cats. And then it was an Uber where like she didn't speak any English. So I was like, gatos? Okay. And she kind of looked at me weird and she was like, she brought me home. Thank God the cats didn't like meow or anything. They were in their carriers, but and then I didn't want to Uber back because it was pretty far. So I just left my car there running for like 3 hours until Craig got home. Because it was like, it would have taken me
still there.
Another 30 minute Uber. And yeah, and so I was like, ooh, maybe it'll get stolen. Ooh. Fingers crossed. It was still there. It was still running when he took me back. It was a huge bummer for me. But I'm glad you made out with your stolen car.
I did. And I got the car back. After all that, I got the car back.
Incredible. Absolutely.
But then our garage, you know, in this magical building, some weird corrosion sludge leaked through the roof, only on my car. No other car in this entire giant structure. Just I still have to go get it taken care of. I've been a little busy planning out my manicure.
Yeah, so you have a lot on your plate right now.
I do. I'm extremely busy. But we might still have, you and me might still have babies at the same time, because I'm not like in a major rush to do that.
Okay. Babies in Bali has been delayed indefinitely.
We are aborting that mission. Not the baby.
What a way to word that.
Although you can do whatever you want with your body.
We support the right to choose. Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
No babies in Bali. But maybe we'll have birthday. Well, no, we are going to have birthdays in Bali.
We monkeys will have birthdays in Bali.
We get a picture with two little baby monkeys. Babies in Bali.
Babies in Bali in a new, more fun sense. Well, regular babies are fun too, but monkey babies? Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, they're fun. You give them back. Ugh. I'm excited.
The dream.
All right, enough about me. What's new with Sadie?
Oh boy, lots is new with me. So let me tell you, okay. We're going to do the most important things first. There's a lot. But I have a tagline for what I would like to share first.
Okay.
Okay. A story of Sadie in South Korea. Two incredible firsts. Bidets and Botox. Oh!
I went a little spicier with that. I didn't know what you were going to say. Okay.
Okay, first of all, I have to tell the bidet story first. You know me, I love talking about poop. I'm not going to talk about poop specifically, but it's poop adjacent. It's been a while. It's been a while since we, you know, so it's time to recap my, you know, that area of my life. I have been around bidets before, but I always found them intimidating. And I was like, I don't know. And I never tried it before. But we have one at our Airbnb. They're pretty much everywhere. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to wash my ass. And I feel like I want people to DM me and confirm this, because I have a suspicion that every single person has had the same experience the first time they used a bidet. Okay. I couldn't confirm with me, everyone. So now, you know, it's there on the side of the toilet and I'm looking at it and it's just got one knob. It's not I was in a museum the other day and there was all these buttons and I was like, I have no idea. But this one's just one knob that you just turn the water on. So easy here at the Airbnb. But I was like, I just want to be looking at it and give it a test first to see what happens. I don't know what I knew what was going to happen. But I didn't want to blindly turn it on and put it on my butt. Anyways, so I started turning the faucet, the little faucet on. And of course, it sprayed out of the toilet and onto me. Into my lap. I was facing the toilet and I got my pants all
You gotta move out of the way.
And I was like, I don't know what I thought was going to happen. Obviously that. And then I was telling my cousin and our friend now that story. And they were like, yeah, I've done the same thing. But then I used it properly. And like, I have never felt so alive. I was like, wow, I don't know how I've been living without this. I love it. I could sit there all day. Just, I felt like it was a spiritual practice. I just feel cleansed, you know, which makes sense. It's cleansing your booty. So big fan of bidets. We'll be using them everywhere now. So that was really fun. And then the other thing, so South Korea, famous for skincare, famous for plastic surgery.
And bidets.
Famous for plastic surgeries and plastic surgery adjacent things like Botox and fillers and all that stuff. And it's really inexpensive. And I thought a very long time about getting Botox because, you know, I still have like conditioning. My mom was like so like all natural, everything. So I have like that. And then, of course, being in the spiritual world, like there, you know, there's just a lot of like talk about anything like that, right? Injecting something in your face. And then also I've had people DM me before and being like, if I like put Botox in my forehead, like, is that going to like block my third eye? You know, is that going to like stop my intuition, whatever? So I'll let you know. I'm risking it all. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. it's not going to do that.
A hometown hero.
I'm risking it all for you guys. You're welcome. I think if you believe it will, it could very well, right? Like the power of your mind. But I was like, one, my pineal gland is deep in my brain. That's what it's connected to. It's not anything, like, it's not literally right here. This is just where we like feel that energy center. But anyways, so I was like, you know what? Like, Botox wears off. It's so inexpensive here. It's they do so much of it. It's very safe to do here. It's very well done. I was like, I'm gonna try it. So I got it yesterday. I was so nervous. Me and my cousin both got it. So I went to the clinic with her. Well, actually, I made it to the clinic by myself because she was doing other stuff and I didn't sleep yesterday. So I needed some time, extra time at home. But we met at the clinic and they had like someone there, especially that specifically spoke English to help us. Like they were so nice. So everywhere you go in Korea, like everyone is so helpful and like so kind. And like, I just like love the people here. It's absolutely incredible. But we got like a consultation and then like the actual thing itself took like 2 minutes. It was like so easy. But Botox takes a little bit to like kick in. Your muscles have to use up the like stuff it already created. It like blocks you from creating a certain enzyme, or I'm saying it wrong, whatever. So it hasn't done anything. I can still do all this, but I'm very curious. It should show itself within a few days to like up to like 2 weeks. But it was so funny when I was getting my consultation. She was like, I have like one like very deep line that I think I've had since I was 12. It's just the way my face is. And she was like lifting up my forehead and she was like making her face like, I don't think that's going to go away. And I'm like, I don't expect that one to go away. You know, like I know. But I was pleasantly surprised because I expected to go in there and for them to try to be like, you should get this and this and this and this and these products. You know, like I thought it was going to, because I was like, it's so inexpensive. I just imagine that's how they get you in. And then they try and like tell you all this stuff wrong with you or something. It was not like that at all. She was so amazing. She was so sweet. She was like, you know, you could do this and this and this, but I recommend that you only do the Botox and see what that's like before you don't want to do more than one thing at a time because you want to know what it does to your, you know, how you like it and stuff. Like, it was just the best experience that I could imagine. And I did my forehead and between my brows and the like crow's feet part of my eyes, which I believe in the US would be, depending on where you go, like low end, like $500 or more, I believe, for my research.
I think I'm feeling like for those three areas would be like at least 1,000.
It might be $1,000. I paid $64.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the thing. The website said it was going to be like 16, and that was for like one part. It was like 16, 16, and then like whatever the rest of the math is. That adds up to $64.
I used to have such like a tightness about the whole idea of it.
Same. Me too.
But it's all, but then it's like you know, you get to this point where you're like, who cares? Like, if I like it and it makes me feel, what is the difference between that and putting on lipstick or getting braces or getting a tattoo? Like, if you like it, right, go for it. I don't, I would do it here if it was $16. Although I don't know, at this moment in my life, I'm doing all right. But
yeah,
I think in the future I'll probably get some.
If you see the fine lines, that's when you should start, because it helps you relax so that you don't, because it doesn't get rid of a line, it relaxes your muscles so you don't create the line. So I won't be able to do this as strongly. This will be more frozen so that I can't make those lines go deeper, and it'll weaken the muscles, so like the lines will look a little bit less. But anyways, I'm interested.
Well, that's exciting.
And if I love it, I'm like, I know like Botox you're supposed to get like, she said like get it like every 8 months, but I was like, I'll just come to Korea once a year because it's so fucking inexpensive, and the triple pay for itself compared to getting stuff in LA. And like, I'll get a trip out of it too because it's so inexpensive here. And I just love it. Like, I love it, love it, love it. So baby's first Botox. I'll keep you updated.
Congrats.
Oh, and then getting it actually done, they give you this giant teddy bear to hold on to, which is so cute.
Teddy bear.
And then they used an ice roller and they just like iced my, and then it was like, she just put a bunch of like tiny injections, and it feels like, I'm trying not to use my facial expressions too much because it feels kind of like, feels slightly bruised, but not bad at all. But there was like, it looked like I had like little bug bites right after, but literally couldn't tell within like an hour. It was crazy. It was really cool.
How exciting. You know what?
So we'll see.
Anyone listening, if there's something that you want to do, anything you want to do that doesn't hurt somebody else and doesn't hurt you, go do it.
Yeah.
Go do it.
And it's so interesting because a lot of people travel here for that stuff, more intensive things specifically, because it's really inexpensive and they're really good at it. So it's so normalized here, like even more so than LA. Like everyone gets stuff done in LA, you know, but like not everyone, but like it's really, really, really common, like way more common than Wisconsin. Like nobody does stuff, I feel like, or barely.
Right.
But like I feel like people in LA try to act like they're not getting it or something, like a lot of it here, like you're just constantly seeing people with their whole face in these like slings and stuff because they've just gotten surgery to like hold up their face in the right shape and stuff. Like they have these full on like,
well, I appreciate the transparency.
People don't care. It's just like, they're like, yeah, that's what we do here. It's awesome. I'm like, good for you. So it's really interesting. And also I was really happy. So we've gone into a lot of like skincare and makeup stores. It's been really fun because the skincare, not just the like procedures and stuff, but the skincare itself is very famous here and inexpensive. And Olive Young is like the equivalent to like Sephora here in Korea. So we've gone into like every Olive Young we walk past. So we went to the flagship, like huge store. But I had a woman, or this wasn't an Olive Young, it was in a different one, but I had a woman helping me and she was like trying to sell me this eye stuff or whatever. And she was like, oh, well, now's the time to start. Aren't you like 23? And I was like, no, I'm actually 31. And she was like, she was shocked. And I was like, that's the reaction I'm going for. This is before the Botox. So I'm like, okay, I'm starting my Botox at the right time. I need to save what's going on here.
That was the effect of the bidet.
Yeah, it was. You know,
took years flying off your life.
Whew. But that made me really happy. It's really funny because like people helping you are like very like abrupt. Like they'll just like ask you like questions about yourself. Like, how much do you weigh? How tall are you? How old are you? I get how tall are you a lot. Me and Reagan, because she's tall too. I'm 177 centimeters because they don't understand feet and inches. It's not a thing here. So I know how tall I am now in centimeters. But it's really funny because, you know, at first I was like, what are you asking me? And I don't care.
Inquiring really minds.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know. I don't know if they do that to each other or they just do it to tourists where they're just like, I don't know. It's very funny. But I love it. Let's see what else I've been. I did so much. I need to make a South Korea highlight on my Instagram so I can save all my stories in case anyone wants to catch up that way. I've been doing so much cool stuff. So we're in the city of Seoul now. We're here for a few more days and then we're going to Busan for 2 weeks, which I'm really excited about. Busan is the second largest city after Seoul and it's like on the coast. So it's like beach vibes, very exciting. But here we've done like all the important sightseeing. I went to the I'm probably gonna like say it kind of wrong, but Gyeongbokgung Palace, which is like the most famous cultural site here. It was like absolutely beautiful. It was hot that day. It hasn't been hot here except for one day, and they have a changing of the guards ceremony twice a day, and we missed the first one and we were like sprinting to make the second one because everyone was like, it can't be, like, don't miss it, it's so cool. So I just was like sweating and stinky after that. It was only like two, but it was so cool. It was so powerful. And like, I paid for entry to go through the palace grounds and it's so crazy. It's like I paid $2. Like everything I'm paying for here is like $2 or $3. It's all less than $10. It's crazy. Like most of, we'll go out for a sit down dinner and it's like $8. It's crazy. It's so amazing. And the food is so good. And we did, so there's a famous street, Myeongdong Street is, it's a huge mall area and then it's a food market. And so I tried, like I had like dumplings. I don't know if this comes up on anyone else's algorithm, but I always get videos of people eating it's like fresh fruit and it's candied. So they dip it in like melted sugar and let it harden. And I love watching videos of people like crunching them. And they had it there and I had it and I tried to make my own video and it was not graceful. I have a bunch of chaotic videos of me like sugar.
Just covered in sugar.
But it was everything I dreamed of. That was really cool. And then I just have done so much. We went to this really beautiful, the Seoul Grand Park, and that was amazing. Been just shopping around. I got a hat that I love, and I got this beautiful giant silk scarf that has like stars and moons and like the whole zodiac around the border. It was $3.85. It's like silky and beautiful and nice. It's over there. I meant to bring it to show you. I'm gonna use it for an ultra cloth when I get home. It's so pretty. This is the final thing. So we all know I recently got over my intense fear of public transportation, right? Go back a few episodes. Well, which I thought was ridiculous and not grounded in reality. But it turns out that I am really bad at navigating the public transportation. And it wasn't that ridiculous that I was so scared of it, because I am bad at it. We all know I completely messed it up in Australia. And I was like, that was a one-time thing. The universe just needed me. No. Nope. I'm just that bad at it. So the metro here is incredible. It's so, Seoul is so well connected. It's really good. If you speak Korean, it's very, very easy to navigate. And there is enough English to figure it out, but it's very intimidating, right? It's a big, it's a big level up from Australia.
Yes.
It's intense. And so I'm glad that like I'm not traveling here by myself. I'm really glad that like I'm with my cousin and Reagan. But yesterday I was like, we've been here a few days. Like, you guys go ahead. I needed some extra time here. I was just like not feeling good because I didn't sleep. And I was feeling confident. I was like, I know the metro now. Like, I'm good. And all day yesterday, I messed up every single time I got on the subway. Every single time. But I felt like there was a lesson to the story. And I didn't mess up that bad. I would like get off one subway station too soon, or one time I went the wrong direction and had to get off and go to the other side, backtrack.
It happens.
But every single time I messed up. But that's okay. And here's the thing. You can like get over the fear before you're like, you have it all figured out. That's kind of the point I want to make. Like,
like, if your fear is about, like, showing up on social media or, you know, being, like, more forward at work or whatever it is, like, you can start getting over that fear and, like, still be bad at the thing. And, like, that's okay. It still feels really empowering and really awesome to try. And, like, I didn't get better at navigating public transportation. However, I was completely unfazed. I was like, all right, I'll figure this out. You know, like, so I felt like there was a lesson there of, like, you might still not be good at the thing, but don't wait to be good at the thing to push through the fear anyways. Just go for it. You'll figure it out. And that's my big lesson of the week.
Thank you, Metro.
From my life experience. Was there anything else? I don't think so. I just been doing too much. Oh, and then tomorrow, last thing, tomorrow, I have a very big important tour planned. I'm going to the demilitarized zone. So I'm going to the North and South Korea border. I'm with a tour, so that, you know, it's pretty intense. They give you all these rules and stuff, but when you go, but I just felt like it's like such a huge thing in our world. It's very interesting, and something important to learn about while I'm here. And I'm like really, really excited. So I have a tour that starts very early tomorrow morning, but we're going to go to the border. We're going to go to some other special, sites, but we get to like, I'm going to see North Korea, which is really pretty wild. So I'm really excited for that experience. And that's what's new with me, bidets and Botox and going to North Korea. Just little stuff.
Wow. I would want to do that tour as well. I feel like you'd have to, right?
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm here. Like, I can't not. It just feels important. It'll be really interesting. So, yeah, I'll update you guys on that next week.
Yeah, I'm very curious to hear about, like, what the rules are. I've seen some documentaries and stuff because I just – that situation's very intriguing to me.
Yeah.
We won't dive into it now. But, ooh, you have a big day tomorrow. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm chilling today because I've done a lot this week and I'm feeling better because I had a good night's sleep last night. I'm definitely tired and
good.
Want to be very like present tomorrow and enjoy the experience and learn a lot. So yeah, that's what's new with me. Shall we dive into our witchcraft evolution?
Witchcraft evolution.
Evolution.
I don't sound as good today. I'm sorry. I'm not like when Phoebe gets sick and all of a sudden she sounds incredible.
Oh man, you sound incredible all of the time.
Thank you.
So I have my little notes down here. So I keep looking down. So, okay. So we kind of do episodes like this once in a while, just talking about how magic has changed our lives. And we were thinking about how our relationships to the word identity of and the word witch has shifted. And we've been witches for a while now. And how we've made our whole lives the spell. Like, it's not something we do, it's something we be.
Absolutely. So I'm so happy we're talking about this because it hit me like lightning last night that there are going to be people who find us today, who find us in 2 years, whenever, and they start on episode one and they're just curious about this witch identity and lifestyle. And it got me just feeling so like emotional and tender. And I'm so happy we talk about so many things and we share so many parts of our growth and our expansion, but like, you know, everything comes back to this.
Yeah.
Everything absolutely comes back to this. And I think, you know, when we started, it was sort of getting this foundation of I am a witch, I am magical. Like getting to like live that and be that and see what that meant. And now it's at a point where it's like, well, obviously, because I am magical, because I am a witch, therefore I can manifest this. I can call in this. I can feel this. I can experience this. Like, the foundation is so set.
Yeah.
I think something that I felt for a while was like, I sort of had to maybe do all of the things to prove to myself,
yeah,
that totally. I was magical, that I was a witch. Like, if I didn't put the crystals out in the moon, I was like, oh, I'm a bad witch. Like, oh, if I didn't,
yeah,
you know, pull the card, if I didn't pack this on the trip, if I didn't, you know, so on and so forth, I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm just not a very good witch. And I felt shy about the word for a long time. But I looked back at my life recently and I thought about things that I did as far back as being a teenager, from like reading people's palms to, you know, collecting garden gnomes, which my dad recently configured in the backyard and made a whole garden, like a garden gnome garden. It's really cute. To expressing myself and going on stage and like enchanting people with like these moments. Like, there's so many things that I did in my life that were so witchy, yeah, that I just hadn't connected. And now there's this freedom that has come with identifying as a witch for a while, where I feel like I just get to be me at my fullest expression. And that's it. And that's enough. It's sort of like feeling like if I don't go to temple, I'm still Jewish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so embedded that that's been really fun to like feel that evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine it's similar for you.
Yeah. I wrote like the biggest thing that's changed in me, or like, I don't know, like added to my life, or how it's sort of transformed my life, is that like being a witch really grounds me in the present and like offers me that connection, right? It's like the ultimate sense of like who I am and like my, I don't know, like place in, or like my little pocket of this like big expansive universe, right? Like the divine connection, the human experience, like I just feel like before I found witchcraft, my sense of time is warped. Like,
wow.
Like, I just, you know, like life was so, it was so kind of like monotonous, kind of like lived it hypnotically, like in that ego loop, right? Like doing the same thing because you know it, so it's comfortable, and being like kind of bored.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel so connected to like who I am and that I am here. Like, I am here, I am present. It's hard to describe, but it's just that like one small piece of that is like the way that we pay attention to the moon cycles, right? So like the passage of time, there's these markers where I'm like, oh, it's the new moon again. Let me take a moment to sit with how I feel. Let me take a moment to tune into what's going on with this new moon and how that's radiating out into the greater collective. And we have the alchemy collective, a literal collective, and a smaller scale to the grand collective, where we get to really like dive into this together. But it's that connection to myself and beyond myself, right? Like the moon, the, you know, using the elements or just being aware of the elements and the way they affect our lives as a witch, like all of these things, it's that interconnectedness that is so powerful and so special and really like grounds you into freaking life. I don't, it's like so big, it's like hard to describe, but it just makes me super aware of like how precious and special life is and each of us are and our gifts, and like moment by moment, like being here for it and like honoring like what feels good. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, what feels good is to sleep right now, right? Of course. Or what feels good is to be fiery and creative and lit up and big and loud. And before, it was so much about like suppressing things like that, or being like, no, even though I'm tired, I have to keep going. Even though I'm tired, I have to do this. Yeah. Even though I want to express myself, I have to keep it bottled up inside. And now, like what you said, it's like it's being able to live in full expression. It's like now it comes and goes. I know it doesn't belong to me, right? It's like this energy moving through me, whether it's the energy of slowing down and being restful, or it's the energy of like creation and fire. Like it doesn't like belong to me. It's something that's moving through me that I'm meant to honor and harness and enjoy and sink into, even the funky stuff, right? Like, am I describing this well?
No, you are. And it's funny you mentioned the elements, because I was outside today with the breeze and I felt the breeze and I just opened my arms up and I thought about like how powerful the air element is. And I thought about it like just cleansing me. And then, you know, the night before I took a bath and I just dunked under and I imagined the water element. I mean, I wouldn't have done that a few years ago. Like there's ways that magic shows up. That just now comes so naturally, and it's so special.
Yeah, it's like it comes back to like, of course, it's all tied together, everything we do and everything we desire to create. But with Rebel Visionary, which, by the way, there's still time to join us in Rebel Visionary, which is our 5-day immersion that's happening the first week of May for the first week. For 5 days in a row, we're dropping new content every day to fire you up and inspire your inner visionary. But the Rebel Visionary is like, and the Alchemy Collective too, like being an alchemist, like I feel like as a witch, like I just see the world in like the most romanticized, poetic way, right? It's like an ordinary moment becomes extraordinary. Like standing outside becomes, oh my God, like the sun is on my skin and the breeze is going through my hair. And like that is being a witch. Like that is magic, is being present to like the just extraordinary world that we live in, because we are like, we're these like spiritual beings that were like, I want to know what it's like to be human, right? Like some people say like, oh, we came to earth school or whatever. Like we're like, we want, like that's why we're here, is to like feel the sun on our skin and feel the breeze in our hair. And yeah, even experience pain and discomfort in these things. Like that's at one point what we were like, that sounds thrilling. And then we can discount those things, or we can deny ourselves those things on both ends of the spectrum, where it's like, no, you're meant to like live the full experience. So I think too, there's like an appreciation and a gratitude and a groundedness, even when life is uncomfortable or things aren't going the way you want them to, or you're going through hard things. Like, you know, my relationship with my grief of losing my mom has completely shifted. And not only the grief itself and that pain, but also feeling connected to her. Like that's completely changed becoming a witch, because I've opened myself up to the fact that like I can feel her and I can communicate with her in my own special ways. So it's just extraordinary. And, you know, I wanted to, I think we touched on it a little bit, but like kind of like chat about how the practice has changed over time, like from when we like first were dipping our toes. And I think both of us can say like we look back, we're like, oh, like I've done witchy shit my entire life. I just didn't call it that, or I didn't identify as that. But like, yeah, like how is your, I guess, relationship to like what it means to be a witch, or the practice itself, sort of like changed?
So the best thing I can think of is like I would go to your house and we'd sit down and we'd do a spell and then it was over and I was back to normal. Like it felt like a switch that would turn on and off. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was reliant on the activity.
So like
it felt like it was, it felt like it was reliant on the objects of the ritual.
Yes.
And I felt like if those things weren't in front of me or around me, or I wasn't sitting down to do them, it just wasn't a thing. Like,
yeah. Like, I'm like, I was right now. Flipping the switch to like, right now I'm putting my witch hat on.
Yes. So that would be like the biggest difference. Instead of this beautiful identity piece where I feel like I have so much more power in my life than I've ever felt. I mean, since fully embracing this world, I believe that things are possible for me that I never believed were possible for me. I don't make the same excuses that I once made. I don't hold the same limiting beliefs that I once held, because if I'm truly going to be in alignment with this idea that I'm a witch and I'm empowered, they can't coexist. Like, it's hard. Yeah. I mean, and many times they do. Like, you know, it's not about perfection. Like, you know, you and I both have like anxiety and fear that comes up. It's not about perfection, but my beliefs are different.
Yeah.
And those stay with me, whether I'm sitting down and lighting a candle or emptying the dishwasher. You know, like the beliefs are, they're there. It really, I feel like, I used to, I've always pursued my music and been very brave, but I was also extremely conservative in a lot of ways, not because of how I was raised. I've talked about this. My parents were like wild and crazy in their own way, but I just was like naturally very conservative and small, and like waited a long time to do things that other people did much younger. And I remember somebody told me this once and it really pissed me off. He said, you know, one day you'll have your day in the sun. And it was very passive aggressive. And I don't like that he said that. And I never forgot it. But in some ways he was right, because I was very kind of closed off and like unwilling to see things or try things or be things anything other than what I knew.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's not that I now have a day in the sun. I feel like I am the freaking sun. I feel like it's way beyond. And I was thinking about that person today, actually, and how I used to think he was so cool. And I had this flashback of being in his apartment one July, and he didn't have air conditioning. He thought he knew everything, but he didn't have air conditioning. And we had to sit there with like cold washcloths on us. And if he was just a guy who was like, oh, I know this is, you know, no, but he really thought he like knew it all and like had everything figured out. I'm like, it is 110 degrees outside and we can't go to Sears and buy an indoor air conditioner. Like, anyways, I hope he's doing well. But I had more than just my day in the sun, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what did that for me? Meeting you, for sure. Meeting Victor, for sure. And witchcraft.
Fucking witchcraft.
That was the trifecta.
Yeah, I think when you're starting out, and this isn't a bad thing either, I'm not saying that at all, it's not like wrong, but when you're starting out, you're like really eager to like do everything a certain way. Mm-hmm. You're figuring it out, right? And you're really eager to like soak up as much as possible of what's out there, like read books or watch all the TikToks or, you know, follow all the witches and whatever. And like, you want to do everything right. But like, there is no one right way. And I say this setting aside, like, of course, respecting closed practices and things, but I mean more so of just like the things that are open to you. There's no one right way with all that. And that's an expansive, that's infinite right there, right? Without even touching those things. So that's what I'm referring to. And so the biggest thing that I think has changed is that it's leading myself so intuitively. Like, I would never think to pick up a spell book and follow a spell in a book now, you know?
Same.
But I think that is important. You don't have to do it, but that is an important time frame for a beginner witch, because it gives you a frame of reference. Like, the times where I was reading lots of spell books and following lots of people and, you know, I don't think I've ever actually followed step by step a spell in a book, like a recipe, but used it for inspiration. I think that time frame is really powerful and important to give yourself a foundation where you feel really confident. And also it's important to be educated on, like what I mentioned, like closed practices and things like that. But what's really incredible and really fun, having been a witch for a while, is having that foundation and having moved past the part of my life where I'm constantly trying to reference and check and just trusting myself completely. And so while sitting down for a ritual does not make or break you as a witch, and you don't have to ever do rituals to be a witch, when I feel called to have that part, you know, to do that, those kinds of things, it becomes a creative practice. It becomes like a work of art. It's a way to express myself, and it's so powerful and so fun. And so I would invite anyone listening who's either a beginner witch or, you know, been or recently a beginner, intermediate witch, to play with that, where like you don't need to follow step by step measure like a baking recipe. It's like, have fun, like use it for inspiration, but have fun and view it as a creative practice, because through creativity you are tapping into your intuition. I really think that sorry, my throat's getting blocked up. I really think that our creativity and our intuition travels down the same road, right? It's the same line on the map. So it's a powerful way to, if you have, you know, some of us can feel a tightness around the word intuition, like, oh, I'm not intuitive. So view it as creative, as a creative practice. You absolutely are. But if that word is making you tighten up at all, say, oh, instead of this being an intuitive spell, let me let it be a creative spell. And that's going to be a way to like let the ego go, oh, okay, I guess you can be creative. As long as you don't think you're intuitive, it'll ease yourself into it, you know, because it's the same, it's the same energy coming through. But I think that's one of the biggest changes, is like, you know, just like really like trusting myself and letting it be something really like that I, yeah, just like follow my own lead on. And I'm also like relearning, of course, you know, traveling. I don't have candles. I have some crystals on my bedside table, but I don't have like candles and incense and, you know, all the things that, like you said, like when these things are in front of me, I feel like a witch. But when they're not, I don't know. Am I? And so it's been interesting to sort of like discover a new side of my witchy identity, because I'm just on the move. And some places I don't even unpack the crystals because I'm moving through so quickly, or it's just small and there's not space. So like, I love the ritualistic part of being a witch. I think it's so powerful. Like I said, it's just, it's a creative practice. It's moving the energy through and outward, but it's not necessary. And it's been really fun to play with the idea of like, I have all of the elements in me, right? Like I have the air I breathe. I have, you know, our body is like 60 or 70% water. We are earth. We are firing electricity constantly in our brains and our nerves. Like we are fire, right? Like we, of course, are spirit. So really like viewing myself and going inward and almost like playing out a ritual, but it's completely in my mind. And that's been really fun. And it's felt really, really powerful. And it's sort of a new way to meditate, I guess, of just like visualizing my inner flame, or visualizing the anything that I used to do outwardly as a spell. Like, how can I like bring that inward and go deeper inward? So that's felt really powerful. So I just kind of want to, you know, we've said it before, but double down, remind you all that how many like candles or herbs or whatever on the shelf don't determine how much of a witch you are. Like, you don't need any of that stuff. That stuff is extra. The magic is in you. And you know, these things can support our energy. Like crystals carry certain energies and it feels really good to work with them. But we don't need them. They're beautiful and they feel good, but we don't need them. So, you know, it's like, and some people just, ritual's not for them. And that's not, that's one small piece of the greater. I'd be curious, and if you're in our Alchemy Collective and we want to chat about this in the Discord, like, what does being a witch mean to you? Like, as we're talking about this and you're sort of like, ooh, okay, that hits. Ooh, I also feel this way about it. I would love, or if anyone wants to DM us, if you're not in the Alchemy Collective, but like, what does being a witch mean to you? Because it has nothing to do with how many crystals are on the shelf. If you, you know, do a moon ritual every full moon, it has nothing to do with any of that. It's really it's the self-awareness of the power and the magic that's in you. And through that self-awareness, your connection to your surroundings, to the energy, the visible and invisible around you, and being able to maneuver that energy and work with that energy, and the self-awareness to know like what you need to feel good, the self-awareness to express and not become, here's something that's changed a lot, becoming a witch. Everything used to hit me so hard, or I would take it so personally. Right. And now, like, I'm not going to say I'm completely unfazed by things. But if it does faze me, I know how to move through it. I can see it from multiple perspectives and take self responsibility, or be aware when it has nothing to do with me and I'm just being a mirror to somebody. Like, and then I can move through it, right? Like, I have the tools, the power to move through those things. It's incredible. It's incredible. Just, I would say number one thing about being a witch is being self-aware. And that's always
huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so powerful when you can, you know, in the moment, it might feel like, oh, if I place blame on outside circumstances, then I don't know, maybe that makes you feel more powerful or more in control to say like, it's not my fault. But actually when you say like, how can I take some responsibility for whatever is going on in my life in some way? That is the ultimate way to take your power back, right? Like, I know that I'm not responsible for, you know, losing my mom, but if I can take personal responsibility for my own grief, if I'm not like, fuck you, universe, for making me go through this, and I can say, I'm responsible for my grief, I'm responsible for my healing, I'm going to do everything in my power to make myself heal and feel good. Like, that's what it is, right? It's not taking responsibility for the bad shit itself, but it's saying like, I'm so powerful that I'm going to work through this and I'm going to live my fullest, best life, even better than before this thing happened to me, because that's how fucking powerful I am. Being a witch is awesome.
It's so cool.
It's so awesome. I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Amazing. I love it so much. It's my favorite thing ever.
We're so powerful. I can't believe it.
I know.
It's all of us.
Wow.
Unbelievable. It's just nice to talk about this sometimes because you forget, or you might feel a little disconnected, and it's like reminding yourself like, oh man, I used to like really like blame everybody but myself for all my problems. I used to really take things personally. I used to really just hand all my power away to outside circumstances or other people.
Well, and like things. I was just thinking about, I love a good divination tool. I love a good divination tool. I haven't reached for my pendulum in a long time. I've become the divination tool.
Yes.
I'm so intuitive that I know I don't need to be like, let me check with what the cards say. Like, no, I just know, like, I know it within me. And then and then to have the tools is fun. But I remember when I didn't feel empowered and I'd be like, whatever the card says, that's the truth. And it's like, well, really, the card might say something, and then you get to assess how your intuition responds to that. Because if you're like, ooh, that's spot on. It's really you that's the magic, not the card.
Yeah.
Or if you see it and you're like, meh, I don't know about that.
It invites you to see the situation from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if I'm pulling a card on a decision I need to make and I'm disappointed by the answer I get from the card.
Ooh, there's your answer.
I just realized something. And what is that card trying to tell me? You know, so that's oh, I'm going to sneeze. That's the power.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's
here she goes. Oh. And
it won't come. It's
oh, there it is. One, two, three, four.
Only three. Oh, my eyes.
Only three.
Usually there's like
usually
eight.
There's
I don't
eight.
Think I've ever sneezed on that podcast.
Usually there's eight. I was going to count them out.
It wouldn't even come out. I was like, go ahead. Go ahead. Froze up under pressure. Releasing.
Releasing.
I lost my train of thought.
To feel okay in this world.
Oh, we were talking about divination tools.
Oh, yeah. And that, so like before, if it's like, oh, I'm holding a pendulum, I feel like a witch. Oh, I'm shuffling cards. And I love cards. We've created two decks. They're stunning. They're amazing.
Stunning.
But it is cool to reach a point where it's all cherries on top because you have the answers within you.
Exactly.
That's something that's changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Overall, life, much better. 1,000 out of 10. 1,000 million. 100 million. The millions of followers we have, that many.
Millions.
That many millions better.
We want to thank our 20 million fans. Thank you.
We're so happy you're here.
But you know what's going to be fun when we hit that number and we'll be able to say, hey, all 20 million of you, could you donate $1 and we'll fix
the entire world?
Insert problem here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't that be amazing?
Fuck yeah, dude. Can't wait.
That'll be amazing.
It will.
I can't wait for that either.
We'll cure everything. We'll save all the animals.
The witch, in a surprising twist of fate, the witches came in and saved the world.
That's why it's so important for us all to, you know, it's when we're passionate about what we do. That's why it's important for us all to be in our power. Like, you know, being a witch felt playful and fun at first. And then we realized how fucking important it is. And regardless, there's lots of people in their power. And they're working with the same energies as we are. And they don't use the word witch. The word witch itself isn't the important piece. Like, you don't have to be the word witch. Insert your word that embodies, encapsulates all of these feelings of like self-awareness, empowerment. All of these things. It's so important. It's so important for everyone listening because you're on the same page as us. Like, it's important for us to be living as fully expressed human beings, to be living in an abundant state. Like we just said, like, what, you know, what if we had 20 million, 120 million, whatever followers and everyone donated $1 and we could insert here, fix this big world problem. Obviously, it's not that simple. It's not that easy. But like, this is why, you know, money mindset work is important. Money magic is important. Abundance magic is important because money is power in our world. And in the hands of good people, we can do good things. Like, it's all interconnected. So like, you being in your power, you living abundantly, you honoring who you are and what you want to create in this world, like, that changes the world. You know, my favorite thing to sort of affirm right now, and I've said this a lot when we've been promoting Rebel Visionary, which if you're feeling really lit up about like, yes, my vision for like my life is important and it's might be different than other people's, but I know like there's something here, something different. It's like when I change my world, I change the world. And that's what you need to understand and fully like grasp is some of the things that you want for your life. Maybe your ego tells you like, isn't important enough or isn't world changing, but like a single spark of joy you pass on to another person, the butterfly effect of that changes the world. So change your world.
Real magic.
Real magic.
Real magic.
I mean, think about us using witchcraft to change our own lives. It being something that offered us the resiliency and the confidence to create this podcast and keep on creating it and not give up on our dreams and all the lives that we've touched. Like, our DMs are full of people sending us the most amazing, sweetest messages that make me cry. And the people, you know, in our memberships and things like that and our programs, like, that isn't like us specifically changing the world. That's like us being so in tune with the energies that want to play through us and passing it along, right? Like, I don't know if I'm explaining this right either. I think about it and it just makes me want to throw up with joy. How you are all listening, changing the world by
you are
honoring your magic and tuning into your magic. And it's really important. And, you know, sometimes I need the reminder too, Juliet, the work we are doing is really important and it's amazing and it's world changing. We're all here. We're all witches all here together and mystics and goddesses and magical beings changing the freaking world with our magic. So I hope this episode like re-inspires you to feel extra magical today and this week. And we're just so grateful you're here.
We are so grateful you're here. Thank you for being here. You know, I think did I say this last time? I never look at our analytics and I looked to see how long people listen for. And I think there's an average in most podcasts where people maybe listen for 10 or 20 minutes and they fall off. We have a straight across line. Wow. You all listen to the end. We lose you in the last 2 minutes when you know it's ending. You're like, okay, I've heard it. But up until those last two, like right now, some of you are logging off. But bye. You listen to the end. Bye. Some of you listen all the way. Most of you listen all the way to the freaking end. And it's so exciting. And if you've never said hi to us or DM'd us, please, our DMs are open. You can always say hi and let us know that you listen. There's a lot of you listening and it makes us so happy. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. And you are magical. And you are here on purpose to do a beautiful, magical thing and figure out what that is. Make yourself happy. I'm sounding like an old lady now with my voice. Just be happy and figure it out. And listen to Goddess Hangs every Monday.
Every Monday. Final reminder, there's a couple days left to get in on the Epic Bali Bundle. There's also only a few days left. I think till the end of this week, you can join us in Rebel Visionary. Because I think it starts the following week. You know, time, calendar, I don't know. It's something like that. The first week of May is Rebel Visionary, our 5-day immersion for artists and creatives as business babes and anyone who wants to create something and put it out into the world and do it your motherfucking way. We are so excited. And you can join us in the Alchemy Collective at any time. It's for witches on a mission. It's where we meet to inspire each other, to uplift each other, to honor our magic, to live magically. It's such a powerful space to be in. We'd love to see you there. Make sure you're following us on social media. We're the same handles on Instagram and TikTok at Goddess Hangs. I'm at I am Sadie Olson.
I'm at Juliet.Piper. And we will see you next week.
Bye.